few years ago, a scheme was hatched in this building to put tolls on Interstate 80 in an attempt to fund projects all around this state. There was a huge public uprising by communities, individuals, and businesses across northern Pennsylvania. We realized how that scheme would crush an already hurting economy and break a promise which was made when Interstate 80 was built by the federal government. And that promise was that Interstate 80 would be a freeway. Let me repeat that word, freeway. We were able to ultimately, at that time, roll back that scheme, but now, unfortunately, the bureaucrats are at it again. Using a stealth board that very few people had ever heard of before, let alone knew that they had such broad-ranging powers, a new tolling scheme was put in motion last week with no public discussion and no public input. I've been hearing from trucking companies who heard about this stealth tolling plan after the fact in vague newspaper accounts covering what happened at that meeting. These companies have said how this will be just another cost added to their operations, which they will not be able to pass along to their customers. So it will be another hurt put on the trucking industry here in Pennsylvania. These trucking companies are wondering, just as I am, why this state, which already has the highest gas tax in the country, needs even more money. There is a basic fairness issue here. Some new bridges will have tolls on them. Others will not have tolls. Some bridges which were just recently built without tolling may be located right next to a bridge that's replaced under this program, and it will have tolls. This is just a money grab by PennDOT. It is not well thought out. It has not been publicly vetted, and I believe it is illegal. It is unfair to communities, some of which will have tolls, and others which will not. And it will have disastrous economic consequences on many hurting areas in this state. Mr. President, I stand in total opposition to this new scheme. I'm here today to inform my fellow members that it's time to take a stand against this scheme, and I look forward to working with them in the future to stop this money grab and unfair tolling grab by PennDOT.